we need to respond in a measured and a reasonable way, because we need to defend our exporters, but we also need to protect our consumers and to support our overall economy. Now, for a lot of people listening today in Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal, they'll be saying, yeah, but that's fine, but what does that mean for us in this constituency? Well, I suppose we have to look at our exporters, the US multinationals we have in the region, like AbbVie for pharma and Arrotech for medical devices. But we also have to remember places like the Shed Distillery in Drumshanbo, a relatively new company, but that exports whiskey, for example, to the US. We need to look at our agri-food industry and our tourism sector. So the bottom line is, talks not tariffs, but where tariffs are imposed, the Ireland, you know, in consort with the EU, needs to respond in a measured way. And what we are seeing is that on Friday, our government trade forum will meet to discuss Trump tariffs, and the Trade Council of the EU is meeting on Monday to discuss further announcements. We don't want a tariff war. Nobody benefits. In the long run, nobody benefits. But equally, we have to be shown to be able to manage the challenges that are coming our way while protecting our consumers and our economy.
I understand that these tariffs will come in with immediate effect, and that would give the government here very little breathing space to come up with a plan to respond, as you say, in a calm and rational manner.
Look, the we don't quite know what the President of the US is going to announce. I mean, he's given fairly clear indications, but we just have to wait and see, and we have to look at the impact. But I think what's absolutely crucial is that this doesn't become a tit for tat, and that we just stand back, look at the impacts of what are announced, and then look at our own economies and see how can we best protect them.